AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. A travel mess up and down the East Coast with airline cancellations and flooded roads thanks to a mix of summer storms and Tropical Storm Debbie. New York City to the Carolinas hard hit.
Last night, a cold front triggered severe storms in New York and New Jersey ahead of Debbie's arrival later this week. New York City officials, for the first time, using a drone to transmit emergency weather alerts to residents.
Be prepared to leave your location if flooding occurs.
Debbie is expected to creep back onshore over South Carolina tomorrow. The storm could dump 8 inches of rain as far north as New England by this weekend.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. In the race for the White House, former President Trump appearing on Fox News this morning, blasting his Democratic rival Kamala Harris and her newly named running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, as too liberal. Both campaigns out on the trail today in battleground states. And overseas, the war between Russia and Ukraine intensifying, Ukraine launching a large-scale attack on Russia for the first time since the war began. This is ABC.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Many in today's audience in Eau Claire are already familiar with Democratic vice presidential running mate Tim Walz. He's the governor of Minnesota, after all. Walz told a Philadelphia crowd last night his former high school students inspired him.
They encouraged me to run for office. They saw in me what I was hoping to instill in them, a commitment of common good, a belief that one person can make a difference.
Harris and Walz are scheduled to speak in Eau Claire sometime around 1 in the afternoon. Republican running mate J.D. Vance will also speak in Eau Claire. Stay with Civic Media for live coverage. The former warden at the Waupun State Prison is pleading not guilty to charges at an inmate's death. Randall Hepp is charged with felony misconduct in office. The inmate died in his cell of dehydration. It was one of 5 deaths at Waupun in the last 13 months. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Hours of opinions. That's what Alders got at last night's Common Council meeting. It's all about the Madison City budget, the $27 million funding gap, the proposed $22 million referendum, and a potential $6 million in cuts. One speaker was former Madison Mayor Paul Soglin.
I think we're all rather horrified at the two alternatives that have been presented for this financial crisis, the referendum and these drastic cuts. That is not the only choice the city has.
I have heard a lot about the cost of passing this referendum, but what I'm afraid these folks fail to see is the cost we are all going to pay if we fail to pass it.
The proposed cuts would include losing library hours, less maintenance to public parks, and eliminating nearly 300 positions from the city budget. The Common Council will vote on whether to put that referendum on the November ballot in a special meeting August 20th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
The Brewers shut out the Braves.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports.
The Brewers opened their series in Atlanta last night with a stunning 10-0 shutout of the Braves. Pat Murphy shuffled the batting order and got results, including a pair of home runs from Willy Adames.
First hitter of the game, Terang set the tone. And then William comes up big with, after 2 strikeouts and hits the ball down the line. Willy obviously has a huge night. William has a nice night. A lot of guys contributed, and, you know, that's what it's about.
NFL, when the Packers play the Browns in Cleveland Saturday, you'll see Jordan Love playing in a preseason game. Now, Aaron Rodgers did not touch the field in a preseason game his final 4 years in Green Bay under Matt LaFleur. Why the change?
Just going through, kind of reevaluating the last couple years when we've had guys not play, and then last year having all the guys play. I thought it was beneficial for us early on, especially week 1, just to kind of knock some of the rust off. I think there's a lot of value of going through, just getting your mind right to get ready to play a football game.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today. We will get into the upper 70s to around 80 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, a sprinkle or two possible. Otherwise, partly cloudy, low of 60. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
Save big on your roofing project at Menards. Owens Corning Architectural Shingles offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with up to a 130 miles per hour wind and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 40 options designed to help protect your home for years to come. Save big on Owens Corning Shingles at Menards. America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction according to J.D. Power. For J.D. Power 2024 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we will be live at the Kamala Harris Tim Walz rally in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. A very special show live on location. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Some of us in here are old enough to remember. I see you down there. I see those old white guys. Some of us are old enough to remember when it was Republicans who were talking about freedom. It turns out now what they meant was the government should be free to invade your doctor's office. In Minnesota, we respect our neighbors and their personal choices that they make. Even if we wouldn't make the same choice for ourselves, there's a golden rule. Mind your own damn business.
It kept
going.
He's
so perfect. He's just so unbelievable. Fantastic framing of everything. I'm just momentarily speechless at everything that's going on. But I know we have a new song. We have a Walz song. Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike.
Four seasons.
Until its bloody end. Even my Fox News grandfather said that he won't even bother, cause the VP sweeps has messed with his depends.
He sees that Walz is our man. Kamala's got a plan. That Walz is a man, not a weirdo. Walz is our man. He sure beats J.D. Vance.
That Walz is our man, my son.
Rocky Mountain Mike, another one.
Yep.
Out of the park. Rocky Mountain Mike will be on panel in Durham, North Carolina. That's going to be fantastic.
Yes.
I'm just a delivery system for Rocky Mountain Mike.
All right.
Rude Pundit said, thank you for bringing back the joy, Walz says to Harrison. Yeah, that's kind of amazing. I think that's the part of the healing process coming out of the pandemic and the Trump years that we needed. Biden set the ship right, scrubbed off the rust, got rid of the garbage left by Trump. Now it's okay to feel unabashed joy again. I know, it's been a while, but that's what it is. It took me a while to find the word that I'm feeling. I can't even imagine how sexy liberals are going to be now, because the Kamala love has been blowing the roof off. New York City was
insane. And now Chicago is going to be... What's something beyond lit? I don't know. We're still working on all the surprises. Yeah, it's going to be tough. And also pay-per-view available, sexyliberal.com.
Don't say totally brat.
Paul.
Just say brat.
Thank you. Okay. Thanks for the fantastic New York City show. Just got home after attending New York Sexy Liberal. I laughed hard through the whole thing so much. My eyes were tearing. My nose was running throughout the show. Oh. My partner was in stitches throughout. We both left exhausted from laughing. And, oh, my God, what a phenomenal lineup of guests you brought us. Noel Castle, Rude Pundit, JoJo from Jurors, John Fugelsang, Dr. Doom, Malcolm Nuts, Hal Sparks, Dino Bedell, Frangela, and you. You looked very hot in that slinky dress, and you were the meat sandwich between the acts. Thank you. I am the meat. Thanks for the best show ever. Now on to Camelot. Thanks for the love with love and hugs from your Stephead fans. Paul and Dan on Long Island. Hi, Paul and Dan. I remember you coming in from Long Island. Can I just say, I mentioned that my sister surprised me and came up from North Carolina. She's going to the Durham show next month, and she completely surprised me. And talk about no good deed goes unpunished. She got stuck in New York because her flight got canceled Sunday. And so she hopefully is back, but she couldn't get a flight till yesterday. Had to pay for, you know, hotels and meals. And anyway, she's the best big sister ever. And she took and paid for a murderous pedal cab.
Why?
We posted the video. It's really quite terrifying.
Why would you do that?
Yeah, and they make it go longer because you're paying by the minute.
It's New York.
Anyway, I just thought this
was... They charge for breathing in New York.
But we were just talking about this. Oh, my God. You can see the real love and affection in these families. You know, Kamala and Doug and Gwen is our new, going to be our second lady, and Tim Walz. So I just love this story. Mary Beth said, Steph, thank God for your podcast. Only $4.95 a year if you buy a year in advance. And Wimbledon, you both kept me sane after the Biden-Trump debate when I shut off all media except for Lawrence.
That's
my boyfriend.
Yeah. Well
your mom's. My shared boyfriend with Carol Burnett. But anyway,
my boyfriend.
But after getting to hang out with my sister, I just love this story. She said there's a great video of Kamala Harris and her younger sister who was complaining that when Kamala was attorney general, she was referred to as General Harris. And her sister said she refused to call her that. She also said that when Kamala becomes president, she will call her Miss President. And Kamala sheepishly looked down at her and shook her head no. But until then, she will just call her Kamala. Kamala responds by saying she's the big sister. And after a long beach, he says, big sister general. And they both start cackling, falling on each other. As a baby sister myself and Generation Jones, 1962, I can totally identify with their exchange. Do yourself a favor. Google it if you haven't seen it yet. And speaking of my big sister, here's a Stephanie Miller Show true story. Chris.
Okay.
I can't believe this happened to me.
Yes, you will.
My sister and I were grocery shopping before a weekend getaway to Cape Cod. We were browsing the seltzer aisle. She dropped an F-bomb when she realized that they were out of her favorite flavor, which is polar orange vanilla. I think we all know that. Mary Beth's sister's favorite flavor.
Doy.
Yeah. Noticing an older woman standing quite close to us and also shopping for seltzer, I admonished my sister, asked her if she had to work so blue. That's when the woman next to us said, are you a Rita Rudner fan? Okay, tell Chris this didn't really happen. I was just thinking about you and your mom. You're doing okay. And remember, you can't spell deity without DEI. Thank you. Mary Beth, the official Pearl Jam-loving barn mom of the Stephanie Miller Show in Connecticut.
We needed one of those.
Yes, we certainly did. Okay. That's about, but yeah, carry the fat you can. David in Texas. Hello, David.
Hello. How are you today?
Good. Go ahead. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Two things. One thing is when Kamala wins, in a roundabout way, that means to me that Joe Biden beat Trump again.
Yep.
Yes, yeah. I know. Aren't you feeling now like, we got to do this again? Okay.
All right.
One more time.
Lace them up.
One more time. Yep. Big electoral you. Yep. Let's do this. Speaking of Texas, Texas Trey, everybody, Rachel Bitticoffer retweeted this. Yeah.
I'm sure by now most of y'all have seen these maggot chatterheads that get on social media and they'll say something like, give me one good reason you're voting for Kamala Harris for president and don't use the word Trump. So I wanted to come out here and list just a few of mine and understand that others may have some different ones. I am voting for Vice President Harris for, among other reasons, the fact that She understands that injecting disinfectant and bringing UV light into the human body is not a valid course of treatment for COVID. She knows that water regulations do not cause low water pressure in toilets and showers.
Went on to say.
And she understands that the noise from windmill turbines does not cause cancer. She is very well aware of the fact that the British did not control American airports during the Revolutionary War and that Kofi Fee is not a word. She does not believe that detonating nuclear warheads inside of a hurricane is a valid means of stopping the hurricane. She understands that by being able to memorize and then repeat back the five words person, woman, man, camera, and TV is not proof of mental acuity. She does not believe that the president's nuclear button has to be much bigger and more powerful than Kim Jong-un's. She does not believe that microwaves are used as cameras to spy on political opponents.
And
she
finally
does not believe that fathers should look at their daughters and then talk publicly about how they want to date them.
Oh,
and she did not send Jeffrey Epstein voicemails at 3 a.m. Mm. And finally, I am voting for Vice President Harris because she is not old and decrepit, racist, misogynistic, or weird. And I want a president who is not a convicted felon, not been found liable for committing fraud, or for defaming the woman that he raped. Good enough for you, or should I listen?
Fantastic. Amy Siskind said, this VP matchup is going to be lit. Walt has two children, Hope and Gus. Both children were conceived through IVF fertility treatments. Walt said, there's a reason we named our daughter Hope. I mean, oh, my God, could you write a clearer contrast, right? Vance trying to take IVF away. And John Pavlovitz said, if it's amazing how deep a bench of qualified people a political party can have when they don't collectively sell their soul to a vile, traitorous, wannabe despot. Mm-hmm. I mean, this party has everything, has it coming to it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Everything they deserve. They got it coming. The other thing. I guess they're trying Tampon Tim is the new insult on the right.
Yeah.
How's that working so far?
Not well.
Tristan Snell said Tim Walz made tampons available. Trump's Project 2025 plans a federal database to track the menstrual cycles and pregnancies of millions of American women and girls. Gosh, I wonder who we should vote for.
Yeah.
I mean, really? Mm-hmm. Again, what a monster. Jody, you remember. I remember I asked my mom in fifth grade because I had a male teacher. I'm like, what if I get my period? I test Dr. Mr. Raymond. It's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Ask
pretty
Mr.
sure
Raymond
Mr. Raymond was probably gay. Probably.
Well, I mean, my poor
he would have been doubly icked out.
Like, yeah,
My seventh grade science teacher was a dude teaching a bunch of girls about sex.
Right.
It was very embarrassing for
him. I swear, every attack they made, I'm like, is that it? Is that all you got? Really? Free school lunches are bad somehow? Mm-hmm. It's crazy. I'm Melissa in Philadelphia. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Were you there last night?
I was. It was amazing. Amazing, amazing. And I'm calling, and I've heard one or two other callers who have also said what an amazing atmosphere it was. But I'm calling because I was on the floor. I was actually pretty close to the where they walk out. And there was a woman standing behind me, and, you know, we were talking about Philadelphia and Jersey. We were, you know, people standing around us, and she started laughing. She goes, oh, my God, that's so funny that you guys all talk about the shore or whatever. And I said, oh, where are you from? And she's like, I'm from Colorado. And I'm like, what are you doing here? And she's like, well, I have some friends who live in Philadelphia, and I was just like, I'm coming. And I was like, that's awesome.
Wow,
so
right.
I'm just telling you that because I think, you know, this has gone far and wide. But I'm an older Jewish suburban mom, so I'm one of those people.
Right.
But I love Josh Shapiro, and I was team Josh Shapiro, but I was smart enough to know that I felt like that was too much Jew for this country, considering we had a woman.
I use the term too Jewy.
Yeah, too Jewy, definitely. And so,
and literally, pretty much all my best friends are Jewish. So, but he also
wanted it to be him.
Melissa, by the way, he was fantastic last night. I can see why he was on the short
amazing.
List.
Amazing. He's amazing. I now call him White Obama. He's just White Obama.
Yeah, did you see he said, yeah, I hear that's what they're calling me. He goes, he was the best speaker of our generation. Is that an insult? Right?
Yeah, exactly. But what I really wanted to say was, is that, you know, everybody loves a quarterback controversy. And this sort of like, oh, and Josh Piro was there, the guy that Walls beat out. And,
oh, God.
And what I really want to say is, can we please just revel in the fact that we have something really positive now?
Yeah.
I only have one child, so I could say my firstborn, who's now 27, and if he wants to finish paying for his schooling,
yeah,
I would allow him to do that by donating him to Joe Biden to thank him
yeah.
so much.
Yeah.
And
what
by the,
he's done.
Yeah. And by the way, Melissa, I really hope yeah. like all these candidates get. I hope Josh Shapiro gets to be president one day. I think, you know, it was just what to
oh,
your point.
Oh,
it was
totally.
The feeling of we're trying to do something so unprecedented yeah. and historic and getting a black woman elected. And so but man,
totally.
we got to break that one, too. We have to have a gay president. We have to have a Jewish president.
Yes.
Yeah.
But please, let's just come together and just say, you know what? This is about, I mean, the Republicans always have the long game. Can we please just have the long game?
Yep.
Josh Shapiro, maybe he comes after Kamala Harris.
Right.
Who knows? But
right.
let's just, you know what? We just, can we not just shoot ourselves in the foot
right.
and just try to come together?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Melissa, they're already saying, oh, the Democrats are anti-Semitic because they didn't pick Shapiro. It's like, oh, good luck. All of their attacks are so lame now. They're just like, oh, okay, you think that's going to work?
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, honey. I appreciate it. Yeah, it's that's what it's just like. All of it feels like it's just falling flat. All their, you know.
They got nothing.
Trump's insults are just so old and moldy. Just pathetic. All right, 21 minutes after the hour. This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Power Life High Impact Protein.
Yeah.
We are protein fans from Hulk over there right down to Bonnie and Clyde.
I eat so much protein in the course of one day.
Yeah, it's insane. Well, you don't get muscles, you know, they don't just grow on trees. They grow from Power Life High Impact Protein.
That's
Tony
right.
Horton, P90X guy, knows muscles too. He got really sick. He didn't think he was going to make it. He had to come back, rebuild muscle mass, and he did it with the help of HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercise. He created High Impact Protein, available in whey or plant protein, chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, something for everybody.
Yep.
It's one scoop a day, supercharges your muscle growth, boosts your energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercise. I mean, and if you exercise too, just 11 billion times the effect off into infinity. That's
something
my word
like
this
that.
Morning. Right. MyPowerLife.com. Type in the code FITNESS. You save 30% and get a 90-day guarantee. Or text FITNESS to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Text fees may apply.
Whores in this house. There's some whores in this house. There's some whores in this house. There's some whores in this house.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
Walt'sHairSalon.com. Well, you know, I've taken tons of calls over the years from friends asking where they can meet quality people, what red flags to watch out for, trusting their intuition, etc. But what if you don't have someone you can turn to for dating advice and not into online dating? Here's an idea that's gotten great results for many singles over 33 years. It is called It's Just Lunch. It's not online dating. Instead of spending hours swiping screens and scanning online profiles, It's Just Lunch has real matchmakers, no algorithms. They get to know you and hand select your date. If setups by friends and family haven't worked out, it's time to let the professionals at It's Just Lunch help you navigate the complexities of modern romance, a personalized alternative to apps and online dating. It's confidential and discreet. It's Just Lunch has arranged more than 2 million first dates. Your last first date could be just one step away. See why It's Just Lunch has gotten so many great results. Go to itsjustlunch.com. That's itsjustlunch.com. One more time, go to itsjustlunch.com.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
The moment I walked out of the auditorium, I said, it's our time now. It's the little girls that look like me who wake up with brown skin and sometimes wonder, do they matter? To have someone like Kamala, who is not only qualified, but representative of voices that have been ignored for far too long, it felt like all things are possible.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba,
the host of American Ninja Warrior, Matt Eisman. When I first started watching Ninja Warrior, it was like, this guy was a track athlete. Now they train to be Ninja Warriors. It's like doing the Stairmaster to be better at the Stairmaster.
These were kids who grew up watching Ninja Warrior. They weigh 140 pounds. They don't have anything but muscle, and all they're doing is algebra homework, and they remind me how old I am.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller. To the left.
Nothing to the right.
Yes, just to the left.
To the left.
Good God Above tweets, nothing scares evil weirdos than the laughter and joy of good people.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Seems to really be triggering them. Joy Reid said one side wants 10-year-olds to have babies, the other side wants 10-year-olds to have lunch. I mean, there's just so many great things you can grab onto. I mean, it's so organic, too. The crowd chanting, we won't go back. Mm-hmm. It's just. Amy Siskin said when a VP pick does demonstrate his presidential candidate's ability to make sound decisions, Trump picked a dud who has only hurt his standing further. Harris picked a winner. I mean, just those two decisions alone, let alone everything else, right? Susan in Ohio. Hello. Oh, wait, hang on a second. Sorry, I meant to go to Brandon. Hang on, Suze. Brandon in Phoenix. Hi, Brandon.
Hi, Stephanie.
Been holding
on a few weeks
forever.
Ago,
go ahead.
A few weeks ago, I felt lower than a bow-legged caterpillar, let me tell you. It just seemed that everything was constantly going Donald Trump's way. I was like, Karma, where the hell are you?
Yeah, Kamala. Here comes Kamala.
Right. Then that courageous act by Joe Biden opens the floodgates, and oh, my God, I suddenly find myself smiling more than I have in years.
Yeah.
And yeah. I'm so excited sexy liberals are coming your birthday weekend here to Phoenix. We're going to pack this house for goodness
sake. Yes, we are.
September 28th, I will expect many birthday spankings in anticipation of September 29th.
I'm going to be there,
no
too.
Doubt.
I'm going to be there.
All right. Excellent. And there, you know, there's really only two things in my life I've regretted, Steph. Is one was buying that used couch from J.D. Vance, and the other was back in the 80s, I saw a young comic named Stephanie Miller in Chicago,
oh.
And it was love at first joke, let me tell you. I was going to go ask you out on a date after the set, and I chickened out, and I came back the next night bound and determined to show a little courage, and I wimped out again. So please, Steph, can you?
Oh, listen, you dodged the biggest bullet ever. I'll give you a big hug in Phoenix, Brandon. I might be so fluid by then. Doug Emhoff and Tim Walz are making me so fluid. I don't know what to say. I didn't know men came like that. All
they
supportive
do.
Of women.
Oh, they come like that.
29 minutes after the hour. Malcolm Nance next.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin has its first LGBTQ historical landmark. It honors Josie Carter, a black transgender woman who defended the Black Knight Tavern in Milwaukee during an outbreak of violence in 1961. The Wisconsin Historical Society plans up to 30 new markers telling the stories of underrepresented communities across the state. Misconceptions about elections are proving hard to overcome. A bipartisan group in Wisconsin is trying. Former Republican Congressman Scott Klug is a member of the Democracy Defense Project. He says he likes the system in Nebraska, where poll workers are summoned, like jury duty.
I think that's a great model because what it does is it shows people on the ground level of how the system really works.
Pollster Dave Sackett says many security steps voters say they want are already in place. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. It's official. After years of back and forth, you can now drop your absentee ballot in one of 14 drop boxes across the city. Anna Anderson is the voting rights coordinator at Disability Rights Wisconsin.
Ballot drop boxes help voters with disabilities have an equal opportunity to return their ballot in a safe and secure way by providing greater accessibility to them and those who may be assisting them.
Most of the 14 drop boxes are outside fire stations. And the Red Cross is dealing with a blood shortage. The blood supply has dropped more than 25% in just over a month. Nationwide, extreme heat forced organizers to cancel more than 100 blood drives. But you have some donation opportunities this week. Tomorrow, there are blood drives at the Sequoia Library, Meritor's Monona Clinic, People's United Methodist Church, and the Middleton Fire Department. Friday, there's one at UW's Red Gym. Plus, you can always go to one of the two Red Cross donation sites. There's one on the east side and one on the west side. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy today. We will get into the upper 70s to around 80 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, a sprinkle or two possible. Otherwise, partly cloudy, low of 60. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
The John and Gordy Show.
When they speak up, people respond to that, they react to that, and they may not react very well to that, and they may even dispute it and may argue and debate with them. And they're making up all this stuff about, you know, being silenced and censored. They want to avoid the consequences of their ideas. Live with the consequences of your thoughts, of your ideas, and grow up.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll have more Wisconsin Dells tickets to give away.
And we'll be talking to Nick Ramos from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 until 8.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Shapiro cracked my Liberty Bell.
He needs a lozenge. He's losing his voice.
Yeah, I know, a lozenge. Yeah. Fantastic. Speaking of shouty, everybody, wow. Oh, hi.
To the sound.
Hi.
Star of stage, screen, and New York sexy liberal, ladies and gentlemen. You were fantastic. Everyone was so excited to meet you.
Well, that was an incredible show. I mean, sold-out show. Everybody was there. The energy was absolutely amazing. The panel was hilarious. You know, like you said, like Neil Kastler said the other day, he said, I didn't know Dr. Irwin was so funny.
Dr. Doom brought it.
He did.
You know, everybody had something to contribute on that stage, but it was just amazing getting to meet old friends, meeting all these new people, getting my butt pinched. That was a new one.
So you were sexually harassed.
John Finkelstein got out of the meet and greet and he goes, I feel like I was just gang raped. But you know, I've never seen you smile so much. Normally, you're like, Dr. Doom is about doom. You're about shouting warnings at us. And everybody's just, like, we're not used to this emotion of joy, are we? And last night in Philly, I don't even what to say about it anymore. It was so incredible. Right? Tim Walz, an amazing pick.
God almighty. You know, the funny thing is, I tweeted was the words, damn, about Tim Walz's joke over the couch. Yeah. And it got 10,000 likes.
Yeah.
You know, just that, you know, watching these people come out and really show America for what it is, what people finally realizing that we have not just a winning campaign, but a campaign that could literally create a blue tsunami and overwhelm them. And let me just point out something that I think a lot of people are missing in the translation about Tim Walz. You guys know that I was for, you know, Captain Kelly, you know, Mark Kelly.
Oh, yeah. No, we were initially, too.
Yeah. And then, you know, Josh Shapiro, because I'm from Philadelphia. But this guy is the same rank that I am.
Yes.
Military.
People said that.
Major.
Yeah.
And he retired as a master sergeant. And that's his job is to be Shouty McShoutface. And so he is just like, but the nicest cheese carving, you know, dad that you could get out there. And he's just, I didn't know Tim Walz.
I didn't either.
Oh, I go, I'm in love with you, man.
I know. I was saying you couldn't make a more perfect vice presidential candidate in a laboratory for Democrats. Like, he is just, you know, I love this. He said, because you talk a lot about, you know, it's not hyperbole to talk about fascism. And he said the fascists depend on fear. The fascists depend on us going back. But we're not afraid of weird people. We're a little bit creeped out, but we're not afraid. I mean, he's just framing it all perfectly, right? And he's funny. Like, that's what we learned at Sexy Liberal. That's our secret weapon. He and Kamala are both funny, and they're just throwing haymakers, man.
And I just had to say, it was just the greatest pleasure was to watch her stand behind him, just laugh.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't just happiness. It wasn't just joyfulness. It's just that we were having a dang good time, and now we're juxtaposed against that. Whatever they call it, that, you know, angry Nuremberg rally that they had at the Republican convention, and now you know this convention's going to rock.
Oh, yeah. It's going to rock hard. It's going to be on fire. Santiago Mayer said this election is literally your fun aunt and America's dad versus weird rapist and his friend who you can't be left alone with a couch. It's, you know, and you always talk about, you know, shouting when we talk about you, it's like you're shouting at Democrats to get it together. Rude Pundit, who was also fantastic, a sexy liberal, said, I've never seen Democrats this united, not even in 2008. It's like we've finally figured out how to bring all the disparate sides together in a megazord to Trump up. I mean, and Joe Manchin and AOC yesterday were like, yay, Tim Walz. Right?
How do you get Rude Pundit and me on the stage and neither one of us are dropping F-bombs?
I mean, it's just right. Yeah, but and that's the thing is, like, you know, we were so, like, I think AOC tweeted, you know, Democrats in a disturbing amount of array with something we're not used to. But because I thought, you know, with all the on the Gaza issue, which you know so well, I thought, oh, boy, they're trying to, you know, with Josh Shapiro and they're trying to, like, get, you know, divide us on that. And I'm just like, I feel like we are just not having it this time. Right.
Nope. And I'm going to tell you right now, I've been having this debate out on Twitter over the last couple of weeks, but the people who are going to try to protest at the Democratic National Convention and, you know, the people who are the, you know, the big, giant Free Palestine movement, let me tell you a little secret about them. One, most of them ain't Democrats. Most of them are Democratic Socialists of America or Libertarians, and they were never going to vote for, you know, what they call Genocide Joe anyway. But now they were starting to trend the term Genocide Josh Shapiro. Wait. And yes, that's over with. Mm-hmm. So what are you going to do? You know,
yeah.
I mean, these
and now
people
Republicans
are coming to disrupt.
Are trying to say, now they're trying to say Democrats are anti-Semitic because we didn't pick Shapiro. It's just, but I feel like.
Well, that's going to be a big surprise to Kamala Harris and her husband.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and I love this. Frank Conniff said Tim Walz might be too progressive for average Americans, according to millionaire cable news pundits, based on their one-on-one grassroots exchanges with other millionaire cable news pundits in a wide cross-section of Midtown Manhattan green rooms. I mean, it's just I feel like we're in this period too, where we just don't give an F what so-and-so pundit or this or that says. This is just an organic grassroots movement, isn't it?
Well, I think you guys might have missed my my blistering exchange with, you know, millionaire journalist pundit who lives in a green room, McKay Coppins, yesterday, who came out and put this ridiculous tweet out that, you know, he's talking to all these liberals and they're almost like the Republicans and their belief that J.D. Vance had relations with a couch and that they're delusional and all this. And when I came back and said, no, we know it's a joke, but, you know, you know, the other guys are supporting the end of democracy, dictatorship and fascism. And he goes, that's an unhinged rant. It's like, are you kidding me? Are you going to gaslight me into believing that the last 8 years of, as I said in one other tweet, the most documented pathological liar, single most documented liar in all of American
Thank you.
History.
None of his his attacks are lies. At least we know it's a joke. They can't
right.
stand humor, right?
Yeah, but Stephanie, these people, January 6th and all these other incidents, they plan to act on their delusions. They don't think it's a joke. They think that overthrowing the government and creating their own version of America is the way they're going to do it. They're going to act on it. We talk about a couch and you people lose your, you know, shiznit.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, this is the difference between us. And you know what? Not a one of them can get a joke, you know, if it bit them on the bum. So I think we need to keep up this happy warrior fight because one, it's a happy, and two, it's going to be a fight. And we're going to keep this sprint going all the way to the end.
I don't think I've ever seen your teeth before. They're lovely.
Ow, I was laughing my butt off during that whole show.
Well, you know, and I said to you Saturday night, I'm like, oh, my God, Malcolm, you're going to have to write a whole nother book. Carol Lenig, you know, the Washington Post reporter.
Yes.
said, here's why it was the most serious allegation of a bribe in White House history. One, it was based on jaw-dropping CIA intelligence that indicated Egypt's president sought in 2016 to illegally inject $10 million to help elect Trump. Number two, the lead came from a reliable CIA informant and was corroborated by other U.S. intelligence operations. Three, investigators then discovered a $10 million cash withdrawal in January 2017 from a key Egyptian spy agency account that seemed to validate the intel. I mean, we're so exhausted from his criming, we're just like, oh my God.
Yeah, here we have a report from a trusted journalist that Donald Trump took a $10 million cash bribe from the Egyptian President Sisi, and then part two of that story, it was delivered in cash, 200 pounds of $100 bills. Wow. The CIA tracked it. Other government agencies tracked it. Then the Attorney General, Bill Barr, ordered Mueller to drop the investigation of it during the Mueller report investigation. And right there, and then immediately afterward, Donald Trump's campaign suddenly appears with $10 million cash, right? And comes out and, says that Sisi is an awesome guy. It's a freaking bribe, and it needs to be investigated, and they need to put it on the list for the other two.
And Bill Barr needs to be investigated. He not only made the Mueller investigation go away, he completely lied about that. He obviously made this go away. There's got to be some consequences.
I look forward to the trials, okay, after, President, Harris, who, by the way, has been appointed queen by the Supreme Court. She could literally order this investigation, order it, and it would be lawful. So, look out for what you wish for.
Exactly. Now, this wouldn't be a Malcolm Nance segment unless you made us our pants. So your piece is Israel-Iran war coming. 2.0 is coming in maybe hours. Okay, Malcolm. You wrote, sometime within the next 24 to 48 hours, Vice President Kamala Harris will be pulled aside or woken up, and these words will be whispered to her. Defense intelligence is watching the movement of 100 Iranian ballistic missile launchers come out of their warehouses. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, I won't tell you. Just go ahead.
Yeah, well, the problem is I wrote 100. It's like 250 right now. Mm-hmm. The Iranians, now, what happened in between the time that I wrote that and today is Iran is doing what we call a strategic pause. They think that they are getting the advantage by keeping the Israelis at a high level of alert and keeping the stress levels high by not attacking. It was assessed that they would have attacked Monday. The president was in the Situation Room for that, so was Vice President Harris. But they have sworn that they are going to do a massive attack on Israel. Israel, way back in April, Netanyahu said, if you kill Israeli citizens, you target Israeli citizens, we are going to destroy your nuclear weapons and ballistic missile program. So this thing could spiral out of control immediately. A squadron of F-22s arrived in England yesterday. We have aircraft carriers on the way. This could become a huge crisis overnight.
You know what we need to do is put a traitor back in office immediately.
Other than that, everything's great.
Did you have any thoughts on him congratulating Putin on the hostage deal? Did you have any thoughts?
Well, it was par for the course. I mean,
I left Malcolm Nance speechless. Yay! I'm sorry. Go ahead. What?
Oh no, it's par for the course. Everything he does, he comes out and he makes a confession.
Yeah.
Because he is a traitor's rat.
Thank you. Is that
B word?
Is that my beloved? Is that my beloved Hudson River behind you?
It is not. This is lovely Schroon Lake, New York.
Oh, okay.
And it is beautiful out here today, and you shouldn't have left.
All right. I thought it was my Croton on the Hudson. All right. Malcolm,
Hudson, that's way down south. This has got power boats.
Oh, fun.
And bears.
Live bears. And bears.
Bears.
Alive ones?
Living bears.
Yeah, really? Is RFK anywhere?
Keep them away.
By the way, Twitter loved my joke that I got no love here for. When I don't get the respect I'm entitled to, I tweet at Malcolm, and I just said, Christy Noem, I just shot a puppy in the face. RFK Jr., hold my bear. See, that's funny. Hold my bear. That's
fell on my butt when I saw that joke yesterday.
Thank you, Malcolm.
Don't patronize her.
Don't.
Hold my bear.
Can I get the respect I'm entitled to? I love you, Malcolm Nance.
We're not one of your fans.
You have good taste. You have good taste, Malcolm Nance. I love you. Goodbye.
Thanks, Malcolm.
40, hold my bear. That's funny. Okay.
Yeah, the more you repeat it, the funnier it gets.
Yeah, this is why I have to do sexy liberal, because
reinforces that I'm funny and people, that I'm smart enough for people like me.
Okay.
You bastard people. I get nothing in here.
Repeat it again. Maybe it'll get funnier.
Shut up. 48 minutes after the hour. We're going bok, bok, bok.
No!
It's Donald Trump's slogan.
No.
48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by I'm Just Thriving Anyway, despite the backstage crew. Just thrive. Just face it. Life can be stressful. You know what? Even like unexpected joy can be stressful. Even the highs can be stressful. We're not used to them. We're like, oh no.
Even having a joke bomb can be stressful.
Yeah.
Right? We had an earthquake here yesterday.
Yeah, stressful.
Didn't know what it was. Anyway, introducing Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Just say goodbye to your frazzled nerves. Bye-bye. Say hello to a new steady chill, relaxed you. Look at you. It's a mood-lifting blend clinically proven to help you relax, breathe a little easier, and for next-level mood and immune support, add the crime-fighting duo, Just Thrive Probiotic. Do both of them. Just Thrive Probiotic, 1,000 times better survivability than most probiotics. Helps you with, banishes bloat, constipation, gives you more serotonin, your happy hormone. I'm afraid I'm going to explode from happy hormones between this election cycle and but I'm going to risk it.
All right.
Plus, it supports better sleep. Just Calm and Just Thrive Probiotic. You have the ultimate stress-fighting duo to help you win every day. And right now, 20% off.
Whoa.
What? A 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm when you go to justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code Stephanie. 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. That's like getting a month for free. Now you can also download my Just Thrive episode, listen to my interview with the founder of Just Thrive, Tina Anderson.
Stephanie Miller.
Nice girl, but about as sharp as a sack of wet mice.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for. Cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog foods are often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's free, dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf stable, mess free, full of nutrients, tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Bonnie and Clyde love the taste, and I love it too. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Dogs can't get enough of these wild caught cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Life takes courage. So do mammograms. Schedule yours today.
Not only did breastcancer.org help me, it really helps my family and friends.
What it does is it takes the mystery out of a really complex
diagnosis and really complex terminology and a really complex life experience.
Any question I've ever had, I know that I can go there and get it answered.
Breastcancer.org. I don't think I could have come through this without.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that, overall, you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't seen your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, do it. Might as well. You know who makes them jumpy and zoomy?
What?
Dr. Marty, that makes Bonnie and Clyde jumpy and zoomy and happy. And so healthy. Why am I doing Bill Cosby? They're better than Puddin' Pops. Okay, my point is, these dogs love this food like nobody's business.
They do.
So do persnickety dogs, like Sean Comiskey's dogs, Rocky Mountain Mike's dog. Everybody, it's willy-nilly with the unsolicited dogamonials.
That's right.
Right? And catamonials. We have Nature's Feast is also, Dr. Marty just loves. I don't know if he's childless, but he is a dog and cat daddy, and he loves yours.
Yeah.
Okay. He's made the best food in the world. It is turkey, beef, duck, salmon, all of these amazing superfoods. This is how he healed himself, right? This is how I said, how did you get the idea to put superfoods in pet food? Because that's all the movement is real food
right.
And pet food. But he has taken it to the highest level. It's freeze-dried raw, unlike a lot of other dog foods. It is not cooked on high heat, so you lose all the nutrients and the flavor, and you get dangerous byproducts. Boo! Hiss.
Who needs that?
It's freeze-dried raw. You don't have to worry about the dangerous side products. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and it is amazing flavor for that for your doggies and your kitties. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free pack of Cod Crispies. Yeah. Okay. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Oh, Malcolm Nance, who has exquisite taste, loved my Hold My Bear joke and also loved Tim Walz's couch joke. David tweets, in the interest of setting the proper tone going forward, please stop with the immature couch jokes, especially if it's done on porpoise. See, he also got a dolphin porn joke in there, because apparently J.D. Vance also.
He likes dolphin
porn. What's that, Flipper? I know you're for Kamala. Okay, I know, I get it, I know.
J.D., that's not what the blowhole is for.
Dave in Minneapolis. Hello, Dave.
Good morning, Mama. How did you get a University of Minnesota t-shirt so quickly?
I believe Kate and Audra of...
Kate and Audra?
Yes. Right. Gave it to me years ago at a Sexy Liberal.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Well, you're missing the gopher on it.
Oh. Yeah, there should be a golden gopher.
Goldie the gopher.
I apologize.
Goldie gopher. That, yeah, you got to have that on there.
Okay.
And I'm going to send you a cage of gophers just so you can entertain Bonnie and Clyde.
Okay.
I could not believe the scream from Donald Trump. In response about somehow Biden is going to go back in and he's going to withdraw his affirmation of Kamala and he's going to take it back.
He's like delusional at this point, Trump. He really is. He's having some fever dream.
He's beyond delusional. This man is mentally ill and his narcissism is totally in control. You know, Ivanka should be just, you know, since she's the only one with, you know, a couple brain cells to rub together, she should probably drag her father's butt into a elder care situation, say, please assess him, and do more than ask him to repeat five words.
Yes, she needs to find a place for Dawn. We need to revive that old bit.
All right.
Good God Above says, this November we get to see love, laughter, and hope face off against hate, misery, and doom. I, for one, can't wait. I have faith in you, humans. I have faith in you, too, humans. Let's do this. Coffee with Carlos El Rocky next.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Crude and Dom.
Tune in Wednesday. Very special Devil's Advocates. Kamala Harris, Tim Walz, all in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. I'll take you there. Charles Franklin and Rebecca Cook. Devils.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 3 to 6.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on Mad Radio, sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Sides or online at verlo.com.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.